The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can. Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon here on Monday, May 1st, 2017. Thank you for joining us. With us is our co-host, George, in Maryland. George, thank you.
Thank you, James. Good to be back.
And I don't see Paul Fromm yet. He may join us later. Meanwhile, you're welcome, as the show proceeds, to call in at our call-in number, 800-313-9443. Speaking of phone calls, I had a couple of great calls from listeners to the show who had some great suggestions, and I'm going to fumble around trying to incorporate those suggestions. The one thing that I, you know, in my, let's see, I've been doing radio since about 2004, and what's that, 13 years. You know, I'm like most of us, I'm at times gullible, and a caller pointed out to me that the Obama, what's it called? It's Organizing for Action, OFA, O-F-A. He has a large organization with, he claims, 250 chapters around the country, and they are everywhere disrupting patriot activities, trying to wreck the lives of patriot authors and radio hosts, trying to wreck their shows, trying to wreck events. These are Saul Alinsky school trained radicals, communists, progressives, haters of us, haters of our people. And even though some of them are part of our people, sad to say. Anyway, this pertains to our show here. I think the caller was alerting me to the fact, he said, I think some of the calls that you have received were so, he said they have three features. One is, what are the three features? Demoralize. This is what these guys tend to do on a radio show. Take up a lot of time, waste time on the radio. Another thing they do is try to demoralize the audience with stuff that's just demoralizing. And then what was the third thing? Oh, start fights. So I'm going to return to those days of yesteryear when I was more attentive to such things and I watched out more carefully for such calls. So demoralizing, starting fights, and then just plain confusing the audience. We're gonna watch out for that, and I'm not going to fall into the trap. The caller said that Alex Jones yesterday, he had a caller who called up, and by provoking Jones, he ended up getting Jones to spend 15 minutes trying to defend himself against a call that was obviously a setup. It was obviously just an effort to do the three things I described. So we're going to try to avoid that.
James, I sure do remember at the very beginning of the campaign, one particular individual, God knows who, but I only heard him two or three times, but he called up over and over, come on, James, you know that Donald Trump doesn't have a chance in the world. It's not a prayer. And thankfully, we only had to stomach that two or three times, and next thing you know, Donald Trump started picking up steam in the polls in the primary.
Yeah, and we stopped hearing from that guy. Well, yes. And now, so that's on the dark side. On the bright side, to make our calling even more effective and make it more fun for you, that's the point here, is to make it enjoyable and informative for you. I invite, you can give me your suggestions, but I think what we could do is maybe, I could put out the appeal this way. If you are enthusiastic about the Trump phenomenon and enthusiastic about Trump, I'll put out a call. We might start labeling such calls as, okay, somebody enthusiastic about Trump. But I invite people who are not enthusiastic, you can call also. But I want to label it. In other words, other talk show hosts do this. They say, okay, let's take some anti-calls now or some against calls and or critical calls. And so I'll do that too, I think. I think that's where I'm going. And the idea is this, to make it clear to you, the caller who called with the suggestions for me made the great point that you out there in radio land, you need to know what's going on. And if somebody is just chattering on the phone and you're asking yourself, what the hell is this guy talking about? That's not what you want. So if somebody has a good point, and folks, if you're enthusiastic about Trump, as I am, as George is, as Paul is, then try to do this. Try to have a concise point, an observation you've made, something that happened during the day that I or Paul or George have missed that's important. That's happened in the course of the show. Some of you have brought up you've made the show with noticing some event that occurred. So have kind of package it together so that you can present it concisely. Don't give a speech. That's purely for time reasons. We just don't have time in the 60 minutes. I'm chewing up too much time right now myself. So have a concise point that's favorable to Trump. If you want to be critical of Trump, do the same thing. Have a concise point that's an event, that's a fact. So say, I can't give you a good example because actually I am so pleased with Trump's performance. I don't have examples of things that are big disappointments in the Trump presidency. But if you think something is a big disappointment or whatever, present it as a fact. And try to avoid just generalizing. Like, I'll give you an example. I don't want to hear for the 500th time, somebody in Donald Trump's family is Jewish. That's not a point, folks. And everybody already knows it. So, it doesn't give me a point. Give me something that somebody did that hurt us or that was negative. And then also try to talk about Donald Trump and not somebody else. So I'll give another example. It's not Jewish, okay? Betsy DeVos. Some of Betsy DeVos's ideas I don't think I like. I don't think I'm a big fan of charter schools. So I would have an argument with Betsy DeVos. But that's not Donald Trump. And the show's not about Betsy DeVos. And she just got her orders as a Secretary of Education from Donald Trump. He just signed an executive order ordering her, I want local schools returned to local schools, and I want the federal government out of them. And in his speech yesterday, it was great. He repeated for the umpteenth time, Common Core, done, gone, finished. So I don't think that the ideas of Betsy DeVos that I don't like, I don't think they're ever going to be part of the Donald Trump program. So make a point, refer to the man himself, Donald Trump, something that he did or that he said that you think is not so good. And we'll put it on the air. There you go. And the whole point, make it clear, make it enjoyable for the audience, whether it's yay or nay, pro or con, on Donald Trump. All right, now let's go to today. George is with us, and George has had an internet interruption in his area, so he was not able to hear the speech yesterday. So I'll just summarize for George's benefit and for all of you out there that didn't get to hear it on the show yesterday. In our three-hour show, I played Donald Trump's 57-minute speech in its entirety. And I left out a few seconds at the beginning of introductions. It's the greatest speech I've ever heard. And he covers the waterfront. He, A to Z, he talks about the key issues in his campaign, one of them being, for instance, the wall. And he made it very clear, we are going to build the wall. He repeated it numerous times to the roaring cheers of the crowd. Now, Matt Drudge, I think, I love Matt Drudge, and I rely on his tremendous website for headlines, but here's one where I think he made a little goof, and if Matt, if you're listening, no criticism meant of you. You're a genius. Your page is a giant in our cause, but he has a. I think this is just my peanut gallery suggestion that there are too many links to neocon, establishment, New York Times, LA Times articles. With their discouraging headline included. And what I would recommend is more links to Breitbart with those encouraging headlines included. Because here's what happens. Here's one right now that's over, and if you want to join me and watch it, look at it. Over in the left column of Drudge's page right now, it says, border wall missing, fueling doubt it will be built. And he means missing from the spending bill. And the link is to an LA Times article. But here's the effect. Donald Trump made it really clear yesterday. I'm going to build the wall. And if anybody listening, you know, it wasn't possible to doubt that this man, this titan of a man, he repeated it over and over again. I'm going to build the wall. And you're going to love the wall. He's going to build it. But a headline like this, border wall missing, fueling doubt it will be built. Lots of people, that's as far as their eyes going to go. They're not going to go to the LA Times link, which is even more discouraging. Let me go to that article. But I wouldn't do this, Matt. I would follow the advice that Donald Trump took yesterday, the example he gave. Yesterday, there was a White House White House correspondence dinner. And every president has gone to this. The only exception is Ronald Reagan. Since its inception, Ronald Reagan missed one. But he missed one because he'd just been shot by Hinckley. So he couldn't go. But he sent a recorded message. So even he went after being shot. Every president has gone dutifully to the White House correspondence dinner. Donald Trump gave him the New Jersey raspberry and didn't go. He instead went to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where he He fired up about 20,000 people, not all of them in the hall, but most of that number in there, many more outside. He just brought the house down, brought the rafters down with the greatest speech I've ever heard. And he talked in that speech about the fake news, the lying media, the totally failing New York Times, that's what he called them. And he has launched a all-out counteroffensive against the media that's launched an all-out offensive against him. And I would, as part of that, Matt Drudge, I would do what Donald Trump is doing, where you can boycott the fake news. Don't link to it. Don't link to so many New York Times articles. Link more to Breitbart and so on. Things like that. That's my little tiny suggestion to a great man, Matt Drudge. So like the LA Times says, Trump's, quote, in quotes, see, in ironic quotes, big, beautiful wall is not in the spending plan. Will it ever get built? And then the whole article is just smear, slam, smear, you know, little slight launched at Donald Trump. So getting folks to read such an article, Matt, is, I think, a tactical goof. We don't want people to read. We don't want to demoralize people. Send them over to Breitbart. And we'll go there ourselves in just a bit. Let me just play you, George, here it is. Here's just a couple seconds from Trump yesterday. And I'm not blowing smoke. I think the greatest speech I've ever heard, and maybe the greatest speech ever given. Here it is.
About in the United States, which we love so much, we don't need to be admitting people who want to oppress, hurt, or kill innocent Americans. They're not coming in. So let me state this as clearly as I possibly can. We are going to keep radical Islamic terrorists the hell out of our country. So I have a question for you. You've been to a lot of rallies. You've seen a lot of rallies. First of all, is there any place like a Trump rally in Offer? So I did this a little bit during the rally. Haven't done it in a long time. Who has heard the poem called The Snake? So I have it. Does anybody want to hear it again? You sure? Are you sure?
This is important, folks.
Okay. So let's dedicate this to General Kelly, the Border Patrol, and the ICE agents for doing such an incredible job. All right? This was written by Al Wilson a long time ago. And I thought of it having to do with our borders and people coming in. And we know what we're going to have. We're going to have problems. We have to very, very carefully vet. We have to be smart. We have to be vigilant. So here it is, the snake. It's called the snake. On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Poor thing, she cried, I'll take you in and I'll take care of you. The border.
We got a break coming up, folks. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're back, folks. Yeah, why don't we liberate these United States? Let me go back, and this is important. We've heard it before in Trump rallies, reading the poem The Snake, which is, interestingly, written by a black man, and then sung, Oscar Brown, and then actually sung, not written, by Al Wilson, another black man. And so kind of it's a smart move by Donald Trump. You can't call him a racist for using the poem with that provenance. But the poem, you listen to it just a moment ago before the break, we heard him say, the border. Okay, now let's listen to that again. And listen to the crowd, which is overwhelmingly white in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And that's the group that Donald Trump has lit on fire, is white America, let's face it. He's also inspired great folks outside of our family, but he was elected by us. And here is, listen to their laughter. They get it. They get what Donald Trump is saying, and he's saying it perfectly. We're letting people in who are destroying our nation. They're the snake, and we're gullible. We're dumb. We trusted them. It's a beautiful metaphor. Here it is.
On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen steak. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. "Poor thing," she cried, "I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you." The border. "Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman," sighed the vicious snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in a comforter of silk and laid him by her fireside with some honey and some milk. She hurried home from work that night, and as soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. "Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman," sighed that vicious snake. She clutched him to her bosom. "You're so beautiful," she cried. "But if I hadn't brought you in by now, oh heavens, you would have died." She stroked his pretty skin again and kissed him and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. "Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman," sighed the vicious snake. "I have saved you," cried the woman. "And you've bitten me, heavens, why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die." "Oh, shut up, silly woman," said the reptile with a grin. "You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in."
Let me pause that, folks. What did you just hear? You heard an audience of more than 10,000 white folks laughing comfortably, laughing at their understanding of what their president was saying in a poetry reading, a brilliant poetry reading. And he had completely broken through the barrier of saying, by the way, I'll quote Charles Lindbergh. He was trying to say it in 1939 when he wrote in Aviation, Geography, and Race on page 64 of Reader's Digest. He said, "This alliance with foreign races is nothing but death for us." The snake biting us, killing us. We'll be right back after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. We are back. And I'll wrap up my point on this. I'm holding in my hands the November 1939 issue of Reader's Digest. Beautiful, beautiful magazine owned by two beautiful American patriots and the Wallaces back then. Not owned by patriots anymore. But 79 years ago, someone as famous, as prominent, and as loved as Donald Trump is among us, Charles Lindbergh, the most popular man, the Gallup poll agreed, in the world, he wrote this sentence. I think I quoted it right from memory. And while we stand poised for battle, he said, in a war that within our own family of nations, a war which will reduce the strength and destroy the treasures of the white race, a war which may even lead to the end of our civilization, Oriental guns are turning westward. Asia presses towards us on the Russian border. All foreign races stir restlessly. And here's the quote. It is time to turn from our quarrels and to build our white ramparts again. This alliance with foreign races means nothing but death to us. And he goes on, but he's making the same point that Donald Trump is making with the poem The Snake, which is that this loony left-wing idea that we can let, as Steve King of Iowa said, we can raise other people's children. No, we can't. We have to save ourselves. America first. And by the way, what's Donald Trump's slogan? America first. Where did he get it? Charles Lindbergh. The connection is direct, folks. Up until the arrival of Donald Trump, Charles Lindbergh was my greatest hero among Americans ever. And the I've got a piece of bark off the tree that he, where the home where he, from the home that fell off. I didn't pull it off. It was at the base of the tree from where he was raised in Little Falls, Minnesota, not too far from here. And I've got a letter that flew in the spirit of St. Louis on a commemorative flight on February 20th, 1928, from St. Louis to Chicago. Anyway, Donald Trump, the first public figure ever to say, to speak that concept to all of us on a major national podium since Lindbergh said it in 1939. Let's see. That's the subject of a column by Pat Buchanan today, which was Buchanan's title is Where the Trump Media War is Headed. And I heard some things today. A listener to the show called me with something I was unaware of. Donald Trump, in national interviews in the last few days, has referred to, he was on Face the Nation, and he turned to the host and said, he called the guy's show Deface the Nation.
I like that. Deface the Nation, as Limbaugh used to call the other show, Meet the Depressed.
Yeah, yeah. So the Trump is just blazing away at the media. He did it in the speech yesterday in Harrisburg, and it was beautiful. Now let me just see if we have any callers. And I don't know whether we do. It's 800-313-9443 if you want to get a call in. And
hey, James, George, yes, can be the bearer of some good news for a change.
Yes.
The Daily Express in England,
yes,
which is not, I say again, not a conservative or patriot rag, has big articles in there about Marine Le Pen doing very, very well against Monsieur Macron. And I sent you a link to it. And I tell you, now, after the first round of the election there, 20 minutes after it was over, the headlines all over the world going, Marine Le Pen is in double digits behind her nearest competitors. You know, I'm going, yeah. So it's very similar to Donald Trump, in that the other side is strongly underestimating both Le Pen and the ferment and unhappiness of the typical white European.
Right. And the point that Trump is making, and he, in the speech yesterday in Harrisburg, he said it directly. He said, folks, where did we come up with the phrase fake news? Me. I've changed the whole discussion. Now we're calling the news, and America is calling the news fake news. You're on to the fact that they're lying to you now. And when they say Marine Le Pen, she's 22 points behind. In other words, she's hopelessly behind. But what they are doing, they do it routinely, is that they lie. And the purpose is to change the outcome, to make their lie become a reality by telling it to you enough times, repeating it enough times, that you fall in line with it, whether by becoming demoralized and giving up, or you're like people who say, well, I want to vote for the winner, not you folks. No, nobody in this audience does that, but there are a lot of people out there, if they're told by their newspaper that X is going to beat Y, they'll vote for X just because they want to vote for the winner, and they don't want to vote for the loser. So they have been using this psychological leverage on us for the whole life of everybody listening to this show. For over half a century, they've been doing this to us. Donald Trump is the very first major figure, and this is an important part of it. There are some among us who are very minor figures who have been saying things like this and have been aware of this, but how big is our audience? Tiny. Donald Trump is talking to the world. The look that you see on the host of Face the Nation when he calls it Deface the Nation, that is priceless, and the whole world is seeing it. And when the White House Correspondents' Dinner is being held, as it was yesterday, Trump said it's going to be very, very boring. And it was. Donald Trump is making the news. He's changing it. He is on the offensive. He's making the news, as he did when Megyn Kelly was attacking him in the presidential debates. And he said, I'm not even coming. If you're going to put that woman, you're going to let her grill me, I'm not coming. And he bombed that debate, you know, with no Trump in it. It was boring. And he did another event where he raised a couple million dollars to help veterans. So you'll see, you know, this is the pattern he set, and this is what we can expect for the next 8 years. Total war between Trump and the media. And I'd like, as my suggestion to Matt Drudge, I'd like us to read the New York Times and the LA Times less, link to them less, and get discouraged by them less. And let's go with our media. Now, a thing that came up in a recent show, we read an article. Some people with a lot of money are right now brainstorming the idea of starting a new, brand new, from the ground up, right-wing network.
And we should hurry up.
Yes. So we'll see what happens there. And the origin of this is that Fox News was turning into that right-wing, good outfit with Tucker Carlson, excellent. Sean Hannity, excellent. Lou Dobbs, excellent. Couldn't ask for better in their coverage and their interviews of Trump, and they're sticking to the truth. But these two sons of Rupert Murdoch, Laughlin and I forget the other son's name, James maybe, they apparently, they're airheads, and they've got fuzzy, they even use the word fuzzy to describe how they want the network to become under their tutelage. Their dad is handing over the reins, and they want it to be more warm and fuzzy and not so right-wing. And this is leading to this discussion. Okay, maybe it's time now for our national network. And the so we can look forward to that. And anybody who didn't hear the whole Trump speech yesterday, do yourself a favor, go on to YouTube, punch in Donald Trump, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. You'll see yesterday's speech. It's being viewed by some of the YouTube channels that are featuring it now. Used to be channels where you might see a couple hundred views to things they put up. Now it's in the hundreds of thousands. So many people using YouTube as their basically their TV to see the truth, see what's really going on. I'll just give you an example of that. This speech is so good, I can drop the timeline. I can drop anywhere in the timeline, and it will be beautiful. Anywhere. Let me just drop it in here. Just anywhere. I'll do it. Let's see what happens. 57-minute speech.
Companies come back into our country. Companies not leave our country anymore because taxes and regulations are so onerous. You will see what happens. Let me also be very clear in saying that we are going to save Americans' health care and repeal and replace that disaster known as Obamacare, which is dying, dying, dying.
Okay, I'll just drop it in. Anywhere else. I'm just dropping it in here, folks, at random. Moving it along, I'll drop it in. That was powerful. Let's see what he does here.
We know them. They'll get it done. In all things, we are returning power to the people where it belongs. We're going to defend the Second Amendment and your right to keep and bear arms. We are going to bring education local, and we are going to end Common Core.
Okay, folks, in less than 10 seconds, here's what Donald Trump served up to you on a silver platter. More results toward the patriot cause than you've had from all previous presidents combined. Well, in our time, I don't want to leave. I don't want to go back to Calvin Coolidge or George Washington or James K. Polk. But I mean, in our lifetimes, all the presidents in our lifetimes have not delivered as much to you as Donald Trump just delivered in 10 seconds. Here, I'll drop it in. I mean, he covered your Second Amendment. He covered Obamacare, your health care. I'll just drop it in anywhere again. I don't know. He covered your education for the kids. In single sentences, I'll drop it in again, just anywhere. I mean, I'm just spinning the roulette here, Will. The roulette wheel here, it doesn't matter. He's a winner every second of this speech.
Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America prosper again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. I'll drop it in one more time here. I'll go way earlier in the speech. Just at random here. See what he says. This is much earlier.
Of Americans to govern their own affairs. And the last time a new Supreme Court justice was confirmed in the first 100 days was 136 years ago in 1881. And I was devastated to hear that because I thought I'd be the only one to have done that.
I'll drop it in again. By the way, it's a 57-minute speech, but I think 10 minutes of it is the crowd just going wild. He has to wait for the crowd. I think he gets cheers about every 10 seconds. Greater response from an audience than I've seen in my life to any speaker.
Government directive to buy American and hire American.
See, we've got to wait for the audience here. The audience cheers longer than he talks.
Hey, James, I wanted to mention the latest America Free Press had a very, very positive opening article on Donald Trump with his executive order to, you know, buy American, hire American. And they do address, they go, you know, we're seeing the same headlines that you were. And we were, you know, had some consternation 4 weeks ago and, you know, we're dropping bombs in the Middle East. We don't want to do that. But they called out hysterical patriots going, you know, we had plenty of people in contacting us going, we're not even going to wake up tomorrow morning. You know, this is the beginning of Armageddon and we're all going to die. They said, no, we at American Free Press don't think that's the case.
Well, yeah, good. Yeah, exactly. 59 Tomahawks flew. Six Soviet decrepit Soviet surplus jets burned up. That's the end of it.
Well, I'm going to push that rope a little more in that, you know, a lot of people on our side do not want this man to succeed. When I say our side, well, I go the heavy duty white nationalist side.
I want, you know, here's my take on it. I, you know, we've got to function as a family, folks. That was Lindbergh's point back in 1939. We've got to function as a family, and that family is us, our race, our people. You know, that's what a family is. I mean, this is like a dictionary definition. That is our family. So all these folks, whether they're right now, yay or nay on Trump, they are our family, and we do have to stick together. And here's what I'm looking forward to, folks, and we're going to be doing this for the next 8 years. The Trump, you know, I'm, you know, assuring you, my belief, he's the real deal. In his 100-day speech that he gave yesterday, he gave you fact, figures, you know, citations on his achievements in the first 100 days, which are stunning. But it's going to get better and better. If you think this was something, you ain't seen nothing yet. Because the speech at 200 days and at 1 year, he will have accomplished so much in 1 year, probably another Supreme Court appointment. You know, Obamacare will be gone. The wall will be well along. the 73% reduction in border crossings that he cited yesterday, which is a done deal. It's a fact. Not in my wildest dreams, even 6 months ago. Well, no, even I, as a Trump Trump supporter, even I did not think, well, Donald Trump in the first 100 days could cut the border crossings by 73%. And that's the big enchilada, folks, pardon the pun. You know, cutting the border crossings is the big enchilada. If he's done that, he's done the big thing. That's the goal. You know, a guy who achieves the goal, you know, if you're running a company or whatever, a guy achieves the goal, hey, that's what you're looking for. End of discussion. We got one more break and one more segment here. We might be able to squeeze a call in. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're going to come back early, folks, here. I'm going to interrupt.
I wish your butt was.
I'm going to interrupt Merle Haggard because we only have a few minutes left. Let me just tell you how easy my job is. My job on this show is to bring you the good news of the Trump phenomenon. Folks, that's easier than falling out of bed. You know, while we had the break right there, I just clicked on Breitbart News. This is the way it goes for me. I mean, it. How long does it take me to gather two or three great stories about Trump? 5 minutes. Now, I do spend more than 5 minutes preparing the show. I basically spend all day. But during the break, I'm just looking at Breitbart. Look at the headline. Donald Trump looking at breaking up Wall Street banks. What? What? Okay. A U.S. president? President Donald Trump is open to the idea of breaking up giant Wall Street banks, separating consumer lending and investment banking, according to Bloomberg News. I'm looking at that right now, Trump said. There's some people that want to go back to the old system, right? So we're going to look at that. The stock markets dipped briefly in response to Trump's comment. He says a few words and the stock market goes up or down, but returned to normal levels. Trump made his remarks in an interview with Bloomberg News reporters in the Oval Office on Monday. Today, he was asked about his campaign suggestion that he would implement a version of the Glass-Steagall Law that was passed in 1933. The law required consumer lending and investments to be separate, but it was repealed in 1999 under former President Bill Clinton. He has some more stuff to add. But, folks, that's revolutionary. And that's the kind of thing that's, there are 20, 30, 40, 50 such things every day. And they're easy to find if you're looking at a place like Breitbart. Not so easy to find if you're looking at the LA Times or the New York Times or the Washington Post. But just want to let you know how easy and how fun it is for me to conduct this show and how wonderful you folks out there are out there. And, concerning the last idea here that we were talking about, I predict a year from now, Donald Trump will have so many more accomplishments than he had in the first 100 days. Remember, folks, the first 100 days, maximum headwind. He's heading into a hurricane. Okay? After a year, he's going to have many more of his people in place. Jeff Sessions had his first appointment actually show up in the office last week. Jeff Sessions is going to have hundreds of people in the Justice Department. Trump will have thousands of his people. In a year from now, the kind of speech that Trump will be able to give, imagine what his State of the Union addresses are going to be. They're going to be campaign speeches like this one yesterday in Harrisburg. He is going to let them have it. His State of the Union addresses, he's going to do what he did yesterday. He was blasting Chuck Schumer. You got to hear that, George. When you get a chance, listen to the full hour of what Trump had to say. Well, folks, we'll be back tomorrow. More good news for Trump and more of your comments. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, George.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.